Okay, today's daf is Yuma daf Chav Beis, and we started the second parak of Maseches Yuma, and the topic that we'll talk about today is related to a topic that we discussed months ago in Maseches Shabbos. We're going to talk about the sins of David and the sins of Shaul, and that is what is discussed here on Yuma Chav Beis Amad Beis. Fascinating daf. Gemara talks on top about the sin of David and Melech counting the people. Usur Libno says he's all a field of bar mitzvah. That's a topic that we're not talking about right now, the Isser of counting Jews. But a little bit later, the Gemara gets into Vayarev Banachal. The Gemara gets into the story of Shaul HaMelech not wiping out Amalek. The Gemara says, Vayarev Banachal, Amar Rebbe Mani, Al Iske Nachal. What does it mean that he fought in the Nachal, in the valley? It means he discussed and had svaras related to Nachal, relating to Egla Arufa. B'shashar Malach HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Shaul, when Hashem told Shaul, Lech v'hikises Amalek, go smite Amalek. Omar, Shaul said to himself, I know Hashem told me that, but I don't think that's a great idea. Why? Uma nefesh achas, Omra Torah, have Egla Arufa. If for one life, the Torah says, you know, go through this whole ceremony of Egla Rufa and bring the anonymous corpses found, and you bring a cow, and the Zakenim come out, and we're so mocked about even one life. Call on Nefashos, Halalu, all the Nefashos in this whole nation. How could I do that? The Lachas Kama Vakama. V'madam Chata, Behema Machata, and also what the animals do. Find people. What about the animals? V'im Gedolim Chatu, K'tanim Machatu. And if the Gedolim were sinned, what about the Ketanim? So Shaul says, I don't agree with this command of wiping out Amalek. Yatsa Baskol v'yamra lo, a Baskol, a heavenly voice goes out and says, Al tehi tzadik harbe. Don't be so righteous. Don't be so righteous. Ubishah, and then the Gemara says, just the opposite. Ubishah sh'amra lo Shaul adoeg, and later on in history when Shaul wants to massacre the city of Nov Irakonim, and he tells Doeg to do the deed. Sov ata ufaga bakoanim. Yatsa baskal v'yamalo altir shaharbe. You try to have, as Chazal say elsewhere, we try to have too much rachmanis on people that we're supposed to not to have rachmanis on. We're going to end up having achzarius and braziness on those that we should have rachmanis on. So that is statement number one about Shaul HaMelech coming up with his own svara for not wiping out Amalek. Amar Rav Huna, Kama lochali velo margish, gavra demari saye. Says Rav Huna, wow is the person that Hashem helps out, basically. See Rashi, kama samach umuvtach, v'ein tzorach lechalos v'lidog mikol ra. A person does not have to worry about any evil befalling them, misha kadosh baruch hu be'ezro, the one that Hashem wants to help. Because after all, Shematzinu Shaul, what does that mean? So let's go back to the Gemara. Shaul ba'achas va'alsalo. Shaul did one thing wrong. One sin va'alsalo, and he lost the Malchus because of it. David b'shtayim va'alsalo. David did two sins, and va'alsalo, and he didn't lose the Malchus. It didn't count to knock out the Malchus. So what were the sins? What do you mean Shaul did one and David did two? So the Gemara explains. Shaul ba'achas ma'hi. What does it mean that Shaul did one ma'isa da'agag? That he didn't wipe out, he didn't kill Agag, and he didn't wipe out Amalek. Says the Gemara, but one second. Didn't we just mention another sin? What is this statement of Rav Huna? Shaul only did one thing wrong, and he lost the Malchus. David did two things wrong, and he didn't lose the Malchus. Didn't Shaul also wipe out Novi Rakonim? But you can Maisa Dovi Rakonim, a Maisa da Agag Siv. No, by that time he had already lost it. Because earlier, when he didn't wipe out Amalek, it already says, Nicham Tigi Emlachti Yeshol Melech. I'm already upset, Kavi Yachal, that Hashem says that I appointed Shaul as the king. So that was Shaul's one sin about Amalek. David Bishtai and Mine, what are the two sins of David? De Uriah Uda Hasata. Uriah, where he had Uriah go to battle, so he had a hand in the murder of Uriah, so to speak, and the Hasata, which mentioned up above, that he counted the people later in life when he wasn't supposed to. Isn't there another big one that we're forgetting? Va'ika Nami Maisa de Batsheva. Uriah was connected to Batsheva, but it's looked at as separate Averis. One was in the world of Ritzicha, one was in the world of Arayos. Says the Gemara, Hasa Yiparu Minei. There he was ready paid back for it. What does that mean, ready paid back? Look at all of Sefer Shmuel Beis. The whole Sefer is Shaul getting paid back for for this sin. The chesiv is akivsa yishalim arbatayim, four times. Yeled, he lost his child. Amnon, what happened with Amnon, and Amnon was killed. And Tamar, what Amnon did to Tamar. The Avshalom. So you see, he was paid back for those. So that is why that's not on the list. Says the Gemara, Zomnami Yifrumine. So also, he was also, Shaul was paid back. The chesiv, Ayitin Hashem Devar. Be Israel, Va'ad Eis Moed, Hasan Lefrimi Gufe, not from his body. Oh, David also was not. Yes, he was. Okay, the Gemara continues. Okay, so let's talk about this for a little bit. The Gemara says, compares the sins of Shaul and the sins of David. So we had a shiur in Mesech HaShavis, Daf Nun Hei Nun Vav, about the Gemara there that says, Kol Omer David Chata Eino Ela Toa. Right, and that's how to look at biblical figure sins. The Gemara there goes through, I think, six different individuals, including David and Shlomo and the Bnei Eli and Reuven and the likes. That's not going to be our topic for today. But we're going to talk about four other notes on this Gemara. Question number one. The Gemara says, Shaul lost his Malchus by not wiping out Amalek. But if somebody knows a little Tanakh, there was a sin before that. It was an earlier sin. Ask the Tosfos Yeshanim. Ask the Ritva. Isn't there an earlier sin? If you just open up Sefer Shmuel, a couple of prakim before the story of Shaul not wiping out Amalek, asks the Ritva, Kasha Leila Rizal, Deshaul Nami Yigachrisi, Shrei Kodem Maisa Shalagag, Kishihikriv Ola Kodem Shabash Shmuel. Remember the story. Shmuel tells Shaul, after he has anointed him, go to Gilgal, and we're going to offer karbanos there. Wait for me. Wait for me to bring the karbanos. Wait for me. That's what he tells. I'm going to come there after a week, right? So what happens? The plishtim are gathering for war against Bnei Yisrael. And what happens? Vishal takaba shofar. This is Parag Yud Gimel in Sefer Shmuel Aleph. V'chay Yisrael shemule marhika shals esip plishtim v'gam nivash Yisrael ba plishtim, and they all gather. V'ivir mabruas ayar did eretz god v'gilad v'shal odena ba Gilgal v'chal am chardu acharav. The whole Am is following Shaul. Vayochel shivas yamim lamoed asher Shmuel. And Shaul waits for a week. Velo bash Shmuel haGilgal. Shmuel doesn't come. Vayafetz Ame alav, and the Am starts leaving. Vayomer Shmuel, and Shaul says, Rabbi Shaul says, quickly, Hakishu Eli ha'ola v'shlamim, bring the Ola, bring the Shlamim. Vayala Ola, and he is makriv the Ola. Vayhi kechalos Ola halos ha'ola. As he brings the Ola, vihine Shmuel ba. Shmuel comes. Vayetzi Shaul lekras ulevarcho, and Shaul goes out to get a bracha from Shmuel. Vayomer Shmuel, me'asisa. Vayomer Shaul, ki ra'isi ki nafatz ha'ame alai. The Am was leaving. V'yatalo bata l'moed ha'yamim, and you didn't come. U'plishtim ne'asafim michmas, and the plishtim are gathering together. V'omar, and I said to myself, atal yerdu plishtim elai Gilgal, the plishtim are going to come down. U'pnei Hashem lo chilisi. I didn't bring the karbanos. V'esapak v'ale ha'ola. What am I supposed to do? Vayomer Shmuel al Shaul niskalta. You acted foolishly. I told you I'm coming. I'm Shmuel Hanavi. Remember? I'm Shmuel Hanavi. Lo shamarta es mitzvah Hashem alokech asher tzivach. Ki ata hechin Hashem es mamlachta el Yisrael ad olam. Hashem has made you the melech. Vi ata vayomer alo elinu anodi eschem davar. Vayomer yana, I'm sorry, I skipped a page. V'yata mamlachtecha lo takum. Bikesh Hashem lo ish kilvavo. Hashem has chosen someone else. Right? A number of times this was said to Shaul, and he didn't say who, but obviously it turned out to be David. V'yitzveyo Hashem lo nagid al amo ki lo shamartes Hashivcha Hashem. Ask the Ritva. I know Tanakh. So what does the Gemara mean that he lost the Malchus based on what happened to with Amalek? It was a couple of prakim earlier, right? When he didn't go down to, he didn't wait for Shmuel by Gilgal. So says the Ritva now, says the Ritva, v'tirates, ki oz lo hifzad amalucha legamre. Earlier, he didn't lose the Malchus totally. Ki lo haya ratzon Hashem la ha'avira, ela mimenu avalomi banav. Hashem would have taken it from him, but his children would have still been able to have the Malchus. It didn't leave the family yet. It left, he lost the monarchy, but he didn't lose the destiny, so to speak. Ava b'maisa da'agag, nifzaka malucha avila mizaro. But with Agag, he lost the Malchus totally, even from his children. And Tosfos Yeshanim also relates to that. Rabbi Yashiv asks here in his commentary, I don't understand. If he would have lost the Malchus, then how does it go to his kids? He would have lost everything with regard to his kids. A children are only Yorish the Malchus if the father was the king. If the father was not the king, then they wouldn't get the Malchus anyway. So what does that mean? I don't understand that. Kibbutz Mimenu Nistalka Me'eza Didi Kablu Banov Ha'en Lo Mali Rash Lohem. V'yitip Salomar, was this still in the family? So then why did he lose it? And what did they do wrong? Why did they lose it once he sinned? So Rabbi Yashua goes through a different, after asking a question and an answer, he gives shot towards the end, v'nire bazeh. It's not so much the sins, but it's the tshuva that was related to it. V'nire bazeh, t'inei ba'avon zeh d'sha'ol shalo harag es agag, mefurish b'krush ho'de b'cheto. Eventually, Shaul admitted his sin. Rechatasik yevarti es p'Hashem. Beferish ho'de b'cheto v'asa tshuva. V'chein b'shtayim de David. And also, David did tshuva. V'imkein, that's the message of the Gemara. That why is it fair, so to speak? Shaul did one, Shaul did tshuva. And he lost the Malchus. Right? That's for Agag. That's the emphasis of the Gemara, that it seems not, so to speak, not to be fair. We'll talk about that more in Abezer in a minute. But that's what the message is. It's the tshuva elements. There were other sins, but sins in Tanakh that were violated, and tshuva was done, and yet the Malchus was lost. That's the emphasis of Rav Huna. Hosolo, hainu shalo, hol tshuva, she'asa. It helped him personally, maybe, but it didn't affect the Malchus. The Efshar de Hoel Avaladi Surim Elush Yavar Malchuso. Vashekin Shtayim the David Lo also Lo Haino de Tshuva Hoila Lagamre. Right, and that's what it means. Gavra de Mare Saye Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yikabel Tshuvaso more than others. Okay, but this was all number one. Wasn't there an earlier sin? So the Ritva says it was that he was only going to lose it himself, but not his children. The Maharsha here says maybe it was just a threat. Earlier it was just a threat. It wasn't that mamish he was going to lose the Malchus. If this happens again, this is what's going to happen. That's what how you should understand the Gemara. The Shmuel Amar Lo Kein Shem Lo Tekayim Od Mitzvas Hashem Lo Takum Mamlachtecha Avo Lo Hayazeh Chet Zed De Ola Kedai Sheinad Menom Malchus. Not having the patience for Shmuel, that wasn't enough to lose the Malchus. Not wiping out Amalek, that was enough to lose the Malchus. Okay, number one. Number two. Second issue to bring up is, isn't there another sin in Shaul's life? Again, this might have the same answer as, he lost it already. Right? By the earlier case where, by Novir Akonim. But the Maritz Chayes also points out the other sin of Shaul, and that's Shaul with Ein Dor. The Shaul with the witch. Right? And the Gemara, doesn't the Psukim say there? Read it for the Maritz Chayes. Maraz says, what about towards the end of Shaul's life, the witch of Ein Dor? Lo yadati eche elimu ayin mi mikra meforash. Vayama Shaul b'ma'alo asher ma'al b'ashem v'gam asher Shaul ba'ov lidrosh. V'odorash b'ashem, the Pasuk says. He didn't darshan from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he went to the witch. What's the answer? That's not why he lost the Malchus. He might have been punished, that's why he was killed at battle. But that's not why he lost the Malchus. And the Gemara here is focusing on why he lost the Malchus. Number two. Number three, third idea, and then we'll get to the main question I wanted to deal with. The third idea is what Tosfos asked. Tosfos is not here, but Tosfos in Shabbos. Tosfos in Shabbos deals with the Gemara. There says, David, now we're moving over to David, and then we'll get to David and Shaul. David's only sinned once. The Gemara says, Rach bidvar Uriah hachiti. Only Uriah. And related to that is obviously Batsheva and Uriah. But ask Tosfos, what about our Gemara? The Gemara there says in Shabbos involved that it was only Uriah Batsheva, and here it talks about the counting. So Tosfos says there, "Delo chashiv lei, delo havi kolkach avon gadol v'gam shagag." It was a different type of sin. It wasn't avon gadol; it was shagag. So hopefully we'll have to have a shiur about that. Exactly, what exactly was the problem of David? Why did David want to count the people? Why was he so strong in that, right? Yoav didn't want to listen to him, but he counted it. What exactly was his sin there? And what's the problem of counting Jews anyway? That's not our topic for now. But the final point I wanted to talk about is this line of losing the Malchus. Right? The Gemara says, so to speak, it's not fair. It's not fair that Shaul sinned once and he lost the Malchus, and David sinned twice, and he didn't lose the Malchus. So the Mefarshim wonder, so why is it? Why did Shaul lose the Malchus and not David? So one might say that it was meant to be, because really David was supposed to have Malchus based David forever, and the people asked for a king too early. It wasn't really the time. Okay, something related to that. But the Sefer HaIkarim, pointed out by a number, Yosef Abel says, because it was different kinds of sins. That was the issue. That was the issue. By Shaul HaMelech, you know why he lost the Malchus? With one sin? Because his sin had to do with Malchus. His sin had to do with him, his not being a successful king. David HaMelech had sins, but they were personal. Everybody has sins. But Shaul had sins relating to the Malchus itself. Why? Because if we look, well, let's read the Sefer Yikarim first, and then we'll read the Pesukim. He quotes this Gemara. It's Mama Revi Perachavav. Lama Nena Shaul. Shetusar Malchus Mimenu Mlechetov Lo Nena Shona Shacher. Why was that the punishment? That he lost the Malchus. Hatam Bazalafi Daiti. Shedavid Lochata B'mitzvah Pratis Shedetstava Ba Achashal Yemelech. David didn't sin based on after he was the king, that he's told to do something as the king and he didn't do it. That wasn't his sin. Or related to a special halacha that the king has. His sins were exactly the same kind of sins as everyone else in Bnei Yisrael have. Right? Something with Bathsheba, so that sin could have happened to anybody. Right? Counting the people, that's a sin that could have happened to anybody. Ki iser eishes ish o ritzicha kolelas kol ha'anashim. V'lachein roi shia oncho shavel la'onish klal anashim. A sin that applies to everybody, so a punishment that applies to everybody. Avo shal chata b'mitzvah prates eila mipi Shmuel. Acher shahaya melech. O mitzad shahaya melech. But Shaul sinned based on the fact that he had a tzibah when he was a king. Wait for me and you're going to bring the karbanas. Or when it comes to Amalek. That's why you had to lose it. And he says it similarly in a couple lines later. Shol chata beumanus hamalki, v'roi sheyovad haumnes ahu. Aval David lo chata beumnas hamalki. Shecheto hayachet acher she'ein bo atlus beumnas hamalki. It's not related to the malchus. V'lachei nita lemechila. And that similar gives a mashal to two scribes of the king. The king has two sofrim. One of them sinned and he did something wrong to the king. He was Baala Erva. And the other one, you know, made a false document in the name of the king. So who's worse? The scribe who was supposed to write all the king's documents and then he wrote a shtar mezuyif? Says that's like mamish what you're hired for. That's much worse because it has to do with that. So again, even though the Gemara says Shol ba'achas v'alsalo, David b'shayim v'alsalo, there could be a svara to it. That's what that Rabbi Yoshua was bothered by. So according to this whole svara, it makes a lot of sense why David didn't lose it and Shaul lost it. So why does the Gemara say kamalo choli v'lo margish? Oh, Hashem's on David's side. What do you mean it's on David's side? It makes a lot of sense. That's what he's dealing. That's why he focuses on the tshuva element. Even in the stories itself, it's clear the pshat of the Sefer Yikarim that David always did what he needed to do without focusing on what everybody else was doing. Shaul was always, not always, but in the stories that are involved here, were focused on the Am. Right? We just read it before. We read, why didn't he wait? Why didn't he wait? What happened? What happened to the people? Vayafetza ameolav. The Am started leaving. That was the problem. The Am was leaving. I have to do this before the Am leaves. And also in the story of Amalek, in Shmuel Aleph and Perek Tezvav, right? What happens? All the times. Vayachmol Shaul v'ha'am. The Am plays a role. And then what happens? Hashem says to Shmuel, I'm upset. Shmuel comes to greet Shaul, and Shaul's like, look, what I did great. And Shmuel's like, what are these animals that I hear? Asher shamati b'kol Hashem, v'elech maderech, and vayikach ha'am me'ashalal. And Shmuel says, you think Hashem wants your karbanas? He wants you to listen to him. Vayomer Shaul Shmuel chatasi, ki avarti es pi Hashem, ki areisi es ha'am. Again and again, it's the Am. Because that's what he was, and that's not a successful king. When somebody is influenced by and worried about the population and not just doing his own thing, so then that's a recipe for disaster because a king has to be Moshel over the people. Right? And that's the same exact idea. We like to quote this Yalkut in Shmuel that also relates to this. And that is, if you remember, when David HaMelech brought the Aron back up to Yerushalayim and he's dancing and singing and making a whole party, so he, after a long day, he comes back to his house, and he goes inside, and his wife, Michal, Bas Shaul, looks out the window during this whole time, and she's disgusted. And the Pasuk has to emphasize Bashol. And he comes in, and she says to David, "Oh, great day today," sarcasm, "when all of the meat servants saw the arms of the king of Israel." His arms were probably rolled up, and he was dancing and sweating. "Great day." And David says, very strange, David says back to her, "I'm the king, not your father." That's the conversation. "I'm the king. What's going on here?" So the Medrash and the Yalkut Shimoni there says that exactly, she says to David, "My father would never have acted like you." Right? You have to be formal. You have to care about what everybody's thinking. And David said, "That's exactly why I'm the king." "Why? Because your father was so nervous about what the Am was thinking. That's why he lost the Malchus. I don't care what anybody's thinking. I do what Hashem wants me to do because this is what I have to do. Right, and that was David. And we've quoted in the past the thought of the Shemi Shmuel from Shvuas, Tuf Reish Ayin. That's possibly why, one of the reasons why David needed a little Moab blood in him. Why do you need a little Moab blood? Because to be a king, it's not a natural Jewish thing. Because we're all one. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh. Guf Echad. A king has to be Moshel. I don't have time to read it, but he looked through the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim. Right? A king has to be Moshel on the Am. Right? So to do that, you need a little Moabite blood in him. Right? And that's why, that's what helped him become the successful king. Maybe I'll just read one halacha of the Rambam. It's a beautiful halacha. And that is, because the king has to rule over the king, even though he always has to recognize that he is given this power, you know, by God. And it's not from him. Perak Beis halacha vav. The Perek Beis talks all about how we have to give kavod to the king, and we have to have aim of the king, and the king can't be mochel on his kavod. He can't sit in the king's throne, he can't use the king's scepter. But then, at the end of Perek Beis, Kedera shechalak lo akasav akavod agadol, v'chayav akol bechvodo, just like we have to show him so much honor, kach tziva lios libo bekirbo shafel v'chalal. But in his heart, he has to hold himself very low. V'lo yino gasos leiv b'Yisrael yosem idai. V'yechonein umarachim l'ktanim l'gdolam. He has to show compassion to everyone, big and small. V'yetzei v'yavo b'chefseim u'b'tovasam. And always be out for their good. V'yachos al kvod katan shebektaneim. Ukshemidaber el kol ha'kobolash and rabim yidaber rachos. V'chulu. L'olam yisnaheg ba'anova yisera. That's the king. Ein lanu gadol mimoshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam continues, with all the gadlus that we have to give to the king himself inside has to hold himself very low. Okay, so this is a few points about David and Shaul and the relationship of their chatoim, as the Gemara says. Okay, we'll stop here.